There was no requirement to be totally in it. You're not an employee of the health service, you're a subcontractor. And so the dentist owned his practice, he owned his equipment, he employed his own staff. He would then apply for a contract number with the National Health Service, which allowed him to do NHS treatment on people and claim fees. But he didn't need to, he didn't do 100% NHS, or maybe he did, but there was no obligation to.
Is there a regulated percentage of NHS patients?
No. My practice was opened on Debden Estate. I rented the premises from the LCC in the Lander County Council, which later became the GLC, and the practice still is rented from the GLC. But it was an area where majority of patients had come from East End backgrounds. There wasn't a lot of money on Debden Estate by any means, and I had a social conscience and felt that as I was in dentistry, I should be working within the health service, and I worked, I think, 95% at least health service. I used to see the occasional patients. Some patients wanted to be seen privately because they thought they were going to get a better treatment. I'm afraid in some practices they don't get a better treatment by being seen privately, but you know, the feeling is that if you're paying more, you're going to get better. And I occasionally saw private patients. It was difficult having a mixed practice because private patients needed, wanted early appointments because they felt that's what they're paying for. I was booked up 16 weeks ahead of the health service. Every day, every single day, 16 weeks ahead. And when someone came in wanting private dentistry and you had to try and find a slot for them, it was impossible.